I've known Wayne a while here.
I think he was coming to our gigs when he was about 16. There is a little myth that goes with it. Apparently, he nicked a hoodie from a bootlegger outside and had a bit of a ruckus with somebody trying to pinch one of our tops. But then he used to come to our gigs in Manchester all the time. The dressing room always used to be either Peter Kay or Wayne Rooney. It was that type of thing. And then he asked me to play some songs in his wedding. So that was good. Sent me a Learjet and an Adidas bag full of money. So when I did that in Italy, that was good. But he shares the same birthday as my little girl, so they always have a chat on the phone about their birthdays. And he's a lovely guy. He knows more songs of us than I know. I've never, you know, a proper true fan. He loves lyrics and he loves songs. And he plays for the wrong team, but he should play for Leeds United, really. He might get us up a division, but apart from that, he's all right. For us, coaster. So maybe tomorrow I find my way home. I think he has played the Stereophonics before games. Like I've read in the paper. He's tattooed us on his arm as well, so when he scores, we get an advert for our third album every time, which is good. His third album is Just Enough Education to Perform, which I think he took on board as a title that related to him as well, you know. Well, sometimes, you know, it refers to passion more than actual, literally, education and stuff, so... I don't know what his favourite song is. I don't know. He's there a lot. He sings a lot. He always sings Traffic, track for first time when he's drunk, with a bottle of Beck's as his guitar, him and his brother Graham. It's quite funny, actually. Everyone gotta be... I was brought up with Leeds because I was born in 74 and my two older brothers were Leeds fans because it was the Don Revie era, and I basically got handed down all the Admiral football kits made out of nylon, all those itchy football kits, so it wasn't any going back really. And I'm from Camarman, and FC Camarman played in white, yellow and blue, and Leeds played in white, yellow and blue, and Cardiff were white, yellow and blue, so it was pretty, like, if you wore it, you didn't get your head kicked in because somebody would think it was one team or the other. It was alright. Famous football chant? No, I haven't actually. I mean, I used to, well, you know, in Wales, the old Oggy 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 was always quite easy to join in with, you know. Well, the future's brighter than it's been for the Welsh national team. Since we haven't qualified for the World Cup since 1958, we got knocked out of the quarter-final by a 17-year-old Pelé's first goal, and we haven't been back since.